grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
So this is the feast. It has a bit of a fun rhythm to it. A little bit of Caribbean calypso rhythm. So if you need to do some chair dancing, you can. This is the feast part. The refrain will come back multiple times. So that will at least start to feel familiar. And jump in on the verses.
Just go for it.
You can do it. You know the words. But the choir's got your back.
With you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Most holy God, the earth is filled with your glory, and before you, angels and saints stand in awe. Enlarge our vision to see your power at work in the world, and by your grace, make us heralds of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
We now hear from our Holy Scriptures.
Psalm 138 today. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down toward your holy temple and praise your name because of your steadfast love and faithfulness. For you have glorified your name and your word above all things. When I called, you answered me. You increased my strength within me. All the rulers of the earth will praise you, O Lord, when they have heard the words of your mouth. They will sing of the ways of the Lord, that great is the glory of the Lord. The Lord is high, yet cares for the lowly, perceiving the haughty from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you keep me safe. You stretch forth your hand against the fury of my enemies. Your right hand shall save me. You will make good your purpose for me. O Lord, your steadfast love endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands.
Second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received, in which you also stand, through which you also are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaimed to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, Christ appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and God's grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so you have come to believe. Word of Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand to welcome the gospel and sing the gospel acclamation on page 8. I'll sing the first two lines as cantor, and then you just get to sing Alleluia a lot. So sink into it. You'll know it by the end. Gospel according to Luke, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. Those who were fishing had gone out of the boats and were washing their nets. Jesus got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long and have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For Simon and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid, from now on, you will be catching human beings." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
So I am a person who flunked swimming lessons. They told me that I couldn't chicken airplane soldier correctly, and for those of you who don't know what the chicken airplane soldier is, it starts with your hands in your armpits, goes to your arms straight up, and then your arms down at your sides. So I heard these words and told them, whatever, I don't need to know how to swim better than a level 4. So quit. Apparently, for those of you wondering, it has nothing to do with the arm motions. It has everything to do with a flutter kick. No flutter kicking will be done in a chicken airplane soldier, only whip kicking. So next time you have to do that. Know that. So now as an adult, and ever since that time, I've been fairly afraid of going too deep into waters because I'm not confident in my swimming abilities. I'm also from North Dakota, which means I'm a far better land creature than sea. For me, waters are murky and unclear. Deep waters are places where unknown things dwell, and also unknown depths grow. The gospel text today is the story of fishermen who are joined by Jesus. And Jesus spends some time teaching from their boat, but then Jesus says to Simon, "Put out your nets into the deep water," to which Simon replies, "Master, we have worked all night long and caught nothing." For these fishermen, they had already made a bolder step than I by actually going and venturing into the deep water, into that uncertain, past their comfort. And yet, even after doing so, they spent the whole night waiting for some abundance to come from what they seemed as nothing. So now what I hear from, "Master, we have worked all night long and caught nothing," is that sometimes, and honestly more often than I would like, I am in that same boat, so to speak. I am waiting, I am searching, I am longing, I am hoping. I am the fisherman out in the middle of the sea, staring into those depths of the waters and seeing absolutely nothing in front of me. All too many nights, I find myself working all day or working all night and having nothing to show for it. This last month has been hard. It was long. It was dark. And it truly made me remember how the simple things really do mean everything for how a day changes. A good example here at Holden Village is mail. Talk to any staff or volunteer here and they will vouch for the healing powers of a care package or letter or even a self-bought DVD set from Amazon. Yes, I did do that last week. But the point here is, this month for me has been one that is in longing and in searching and in waiting and in hoping. Searching for meaning, longing for connections, waiting for spring to come and sun over Buckskin to happen at the end of the week. And also, most importantly, in hoping. Hoping in all that I am unable to see. Staring again into those depths, anxious to finally get my catch. This text reminds us all immediately of the great wait. The periods between the liminal spaces in our lives. The space that makes us wonder and question about our time and place. Unfortunately, this space is all too familiar. All too often, I am in unease over the life I live, sitting in the boat as the waves roll by or seemingly crash into me. But the gospel text ends with the fishermen, upon casting their nets one more time, getting so many fish that their nets are bursting and breaking. Amazing. This text for today is a great example of how even though you may not be able to predict what's next or see into the future or see beyond this horizon, that you are all invited to be a part of the abundant creation that God has made. We are all welcomed in as family and kin and are given a place in the kingdom on earth. This means that though you might be waiting with no real sign of change, or searching with nothing found, or wandering maybe with no path, that you are all promised this life of abundance and fulfillment. Now I don't know, and I cannot tell you how to see that every day, because I myself am in that boat sometimes, staring into the abyss. But if we listen to the voice of God calling us and tugging us and reaching into our beings, maybe, just maybe, we might be able to unravel the mystery and find the joy and fulfillment and everlasting love dwelling among us we are promised. The hymn for the day today is going to be You Are Mine. It's another one of my favorite hymns, and I know those of you who have been here for a while have heard me say that about at least 5 hymns by now, but this one's good, so stick around for it. It's a rather lovely hymn, and it speaks very well to this idea. I'll speak the first verse to you. It goes like this. I will come to you in the silence. I will lift you from all of your fear. You will hear my voice. I claim you as my choice. Be still and know that I am here. Do not be afraid, I am with you. I have called you each by name. Come and follow me. I will lead you home. I love you, and you are mine. I will come to you in the silence. I will lift you from all of your fear. These words stand out to me. In the silence, in the emptiness, you will be lifted of your fears. In the unknown and the mysterious, you will be met with plenty. In the psalm for today, also a particular line sticks out to me that speaks the words, "The Lord will fulfill the promise to me, your steadfast love endures forever." This says to me that even when I am unable to see the love, even when I am in exile from the community, even when I have hardly any hope, that there is abundant love in my midst, that I am still claimed and heard, and that this love will endure, it will continue, and it will last. Everlasting love. Like the fisherman in the gospel, I find myself unaware in some moments, probably too many, of the great majesty that is promised me and among me. I am waiting in silence and in the nothingness and in the middle ground and in the unease. But so is God. God is waiting with me. The theme for Women's Retreat this weekend is Isaiah 43:19, which reads, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it?" Let me tell you all, no one is worse than seeing new things springing up than me. The monotony of the days seem to weigh on me all the time. But the promise in this text, the promise you are each given, is that you are invited to see. You are invited to behold and enter into the new thing that is around you, that is around us. Even if you are stuck in a rut or waiting for the next thing or hopeless in the time that you are in, you are promised new things. Like the fisherman, you are given the opportunity to fish with Jesus and participate in the bountiful creation that we are in. You are welcomed into the story, claimed and loved. You are given a seat on this boat as well, which comes with the times of drought and famine. Spiritually, mentally, physically, literally. And yet, you are also invited, nudged, you might say, in different moments, be them big or small, to remember the creation you are in and how held and seen and heard that you are, even if you yourself are not in a place to see it or cannot let yourself delight in that abundance. It is there for you, waiting for you to grab, to love and to enjoy and to relish in. The text for today is our reminder that though you walk untraveled paths, though you are uncertain of what you are doing, though you may question yourself daily and find it hard to see the results of what you're doing, that you are promised God's love and abundance, and they remain. You are promised new things, rich abundance, even out of what you perceive as the emptiness. Even when you have given up hope in the abundance's existence itself. Through a long January, we have traveled, my friends. We've landed in February, one might say. And maybe we are still in the liminal. Maybe you are still between, maybe you are still waiting, and maybe you are still unsure of your time and place. But what you can be sure of, what you can hold on to, what I hope that you cling to with all of your being, is that God will come to you in the silences. You will be met in your fear and in your uncertainty, no matter how long or hard or dark the season. I wish for you all what I wish for myself, that even when you cannot see the fruits of your labor, even when you feel lost, and even when there is seemingly nothingness enclosing you, that you will rise to share and live in the company of others, in the company of an ever-present God, in the promise of plenteous blessings and love, despite the void, despite your fear, despite the uncertainty, and despite our weariness. Amen. Actually, we're going to sing the hymn "You Are Mine" now, which is 581.
Thank you. for the whole people of this world. Let us pray for all according to their needs. The stanzas will end with me saying, Lord, in your mercy, to which the assembly is invited to respond, hear our prayer. Source of light, sustain us within your daybreaks, that we might not just seek to see the light, but also seek to share it with all around us, rejoicing in the bright hope of each tomorrow. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Creator God, lead the people of all nations towards actions that are just and fair to your creation, relationships with people, and cultivation of the earth, that we might work towards sustainable living and remain in harmony within your creation. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of accompaniment, bless all with whom we walk, that we might seek to journey through the wilderness in solidarity with one another as a reminder of the love and unity you bring. Lord, in your mercy. God of peace, guide the people of this world to greater love of neighbor. Help us to support each other, that we may all be sowers of love and justice throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God, our promise, show us that though we may be weary, uneasy, burdened, lost, or stuck, that we are immersed in the expanse of your love, that we might rise each day to believe in all that is good and fulfilling and beautiful. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Divine comfort, embrace all who are sick this day and all who will die this day. Assure them of your mercy and love, and for those who have died before us, grant that we may bear faithful witness to share in your eternal kingdom. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
For all things named and all things left in our silences, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Our offertory is found on page 14. It is Create in Me. You're invited to please stand.
Goes like this.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
creation. All you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be, for the world, signs of your gracious presence in Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Was betrayed. Our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks once again, and he gave it to his friends, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is the new covenant in my love, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." And our loving Jesus taught us a prayer, and we know it in many shapes and forms and with different words that hold meaning for us. I invite you to pray or to sit in silence as you feel comfortable. Our God in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and release us from our debts, as we release those in debt to us. Strengthen us in the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Please know that all are welcome to this table, as Jesus is the host and it is he who invites you to come. Our desire is that there be no barriers between you and this feast that we share together as community. So you may just want to come up as a blessing. You may want to sit in your chair and hold silence as the community comes. You may decide to come forward. If so, the first place will be, I feel like this is really loud around. The first place will be the gluten-free wafers that Mackie will have in a small container for you. Then I will be holding bread and I will break off a piece for you. You may choose to dip it in the chalice that Melinda will be holding, or you can take the chalice and drink from it. Otherwise, the next person will have cups, empty cups, and then you can have wine poured or grape juice poured, and then when you're done drinking from that cup, there'll be a final empty basket where you can place your empty cup. Again, please know that this table is yours, and we enjoy getting this opportunity to be community with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you may be seated.
Sing him 466, 466.
Thank you. Body of Christ given to me.
483, 483.
Body of Christ given to me.
I want Jesus to walk with me.
And now may the fullness of Jesus' living presence bless and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Amen. And we give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift. In faith towards you and in fervent love towards one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And now, may the Spirit of God go with you, wherever she may send you. May she guide you through the wilderness, protect you from the storm. May she bring you home rejoicing with the wonders that she has shown you. May she bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.
Amen.